Forward in Faith. It's next. Never has the world been more confused and the scriptures been more exciting than today. Forward in Faith invites you to listen to the international voice of the Church of God, Pastor Loran Livingston, as he ministers to his vast congregation of the Central Church of God in Charlotte, North Carolina. Stay with us now as Loran gives answers from God's Word to guide you forward in faith. And now, here's Loran Livingston.
There are only three things in the universe that are not under a curse: God, the Word, and me. I'm not under a curse. I'm not under the curse of sin and death. Flowers die because they're still under the curse. Animals die because they're still under the curse. Land is rotten because it's still under the curse. Briars and thorns are born because it's still under the curse. There's trouble and tragedy all over the planet because it's under a curse. But I have been delivered from the curse. I will never die. I am saved completely, totally, and eternally. You say, but you're going to die. No, I'm not. My tent is going to rot. My house is going to fall down. But when it does, and I stand before him, he said, I'll get you a brand new house, not made with hands. So the real Loran, you're not even looking at him. You can hear his heart. You can feel the Spirit of God speaking through him. But this is not it. This is liberty. This is freedom. This is deliverance. They couldn't look at Moses then because of the glory. We can stare at God now, even though he is glorious. I am complete. That's what the Bible says. Give me that verse. Colossians something. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you. Everybody read out loud. And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality. Now that wasn't loud enough for me. I want you to read it this time like it's a declaration to the universe. Go back to 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. You're complete in him. It's a done deal. There's nothing else. Either you're saved eternally or you're not saved. Because salvation is never temporary in the Bible. Salvation is never conditional in the Bible. I told you last week, blessings are conditional. But salvation is unconditional because it's not the work of a man, it's the work of a holy God upon an unholy man. And if he starts it, there's no power that can stop it. Glory be to God. So I beg you, in the name of Jesus, realize this. Stop feeling defeated half the time. Stop basing your salvation on circumstances in your life. Stop being down. Trust God. Whatever you're going through right now, and I can look. I'm not blind. I see some people who have that countenance, that fallen, crestfallen countenance. And I'm wondering, was it a bill that came in this week? Was it the loss of something? Was it marital problems? Was it distressful information about a child or a relative? What makes someone rejoice and smile one week and the next week look as if they found out there is no God? It is because we still don't believe that we are complete in Christ. And we still don't believe that Christ has everything under control. Because once you come to that place, weeping may endure for the night. Troubles may get you down for a moment. For this light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working, producing for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Folks, it's light affliction. It's passing away. You ought to go ahead and shout in advance and thank God that it is passing away. See, nothing and no one but Jesus could have connected us to God. There is no paraphernalia, no religious stuff, no religious rite, no religious tool, no Jewish activity, no Jewish observances that can get us closer to God than we already are. Now, why would I say that? Because it's time to do this again. I don't know what it is about people, but they feel closer to God when they act like Jews. I've seen that over and over. I'm going to get me a Hebrew necklace. I'm going to buy me a prayer shawl. I'm going to the Holy Land and I'm going to get me a vial of water from the Jordan River. Or just a rock. Put it in my pocket. And you might as well have a rabbit's foot. There's nothing holy about a prayer shawl. Nothing sacred about a shofar. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? But again, there's this whole movement going across, particularly Pentecostals. They got to cover themselves in a prayer shawl and blow a shofar and wear a necklace and dance in circles and try to speak Hebrew. And call the pastor rabbi. It's foolishness. There's only one thing that can draw you closer to God. Jesus Christ. So if you paid a lot of money for a prayer shawl, if you bought one from a TV evangelist and paid a lot of money for it, and you found out that no matter if you wear it on your head or sleep in it, nothing has changed, you just got took. Again. And you listen to these guys tell you that if you will send an offering a certain time of the year because it corresponds with or parallels with one of the Jewish feasts, and God will do more during this season because he honors the feast. Wrong again. You got took again. Folks, all of the feasts were for Jews. All of that paraphernalia are Jewish culture. We are not Jews. Even that guy right there, you, he's Jewish, but he ain't. And we got him all over the building. Why? Because there are three classes, three kinds of people that Paul talks about. Jews, Gentiles, and the church of God. And I don't mean the denomination. Jews, natural Jews, Gentiles, natural Gentiles. But there's this other thing called the church, where Jews and Gentiles are now one in Christ. And it's got nothing to do with the Feast of Tabernacles or Pentecost or Passover, because the Bible says in Jesus, he has become our Sabbath. We rest in him, not one day a week, but every day of the week. He is our festivity. We don't just get happy at certain times in the year, because the joy of the Lord is our life. It's our strength. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's all the time. All the time. Some of you looking at me cockeyed because you thought there was something really, really, really special about Jewish ways of worship and Jewish culture, or even Netanyahu. He's as lost as Putin. Because if you don't know Jesus, being Jewish doesn't mean a thing. I need to stop here in just a minute. But y'all got me wound up because you won't help me preach this morning. Now, 10:30 will help me preach. I know they will. Those feasts were to be celebrated before Christ's death by the Jewish people. But now in Christ, it's all consolidated and all fulfilled and all complete and all perfect. So if you're saying, well, when's Passover this year? Now. Right now. I'm celebrating Passover right now. When's the Feast of Tabernacles on the Jewish calendar? Right now. When's Pentecost on the Jewish calendar? Right now. Hallelujah. I got them all going on at the same time because I'm filled with Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Here's how Paul said it. I'm quitting. 1 Corinthians 5:8. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. He's our Passover. Look here, folks. This is going to be online, so I have to be careful. He's our Passover. There's no lamb going to be killed here this morning. He was already killed for us. There'll be no blood shed this morning. We'll just drink it in the name of Jesus. There'll be no body beaten and bruised and split and crucified. It was already done. So when I pick up the bread and I take the glass, I'm saying, thank you, God, because in Christ I am free, I'm delivered, I'm clean, I'm saved, I'm one with you. Whatever I need, I already have. You've started a work. You will not finish it till I stand before you in glory, and it's guaranteed. Somebody help me praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead. You may be seated. You may be seated. Brother Glenn, let's enjoy the Lord's Supper right now, if you don't mind. Those who are going to serve us, come right ahead. Listen to this. God came to me in Christ. Now I can go to God in Christ. All the questions that I have about life are answered in Jesus. Now, sometimes people go, well. I said, all of the questions you have in life are answered in Jesus. All the problems are solved in Jesus. All weakness is made strong in Jesus.
You may receive an audio CD of the message you've just heard for a $5 contribution. In requesting CDs, please give the date on which you heard the broadcast. Write to Forward in Faith, P.O. Box 2430, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320. Or you may order through our toll-free number, 1-800-251-4024. Again, that number is 1-800-251-4024. Forward in Faith is a listener-supported broadcast. Please send your contributions to Forward in Faith, P.O. Box 2430, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320.